The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, there's been more and more UFO sightings that have been documented, so that's where people are believing that extraterrestrial life is real.
They're not being done. Look,
an alien invasion can take place.
We've seen more alien videos prior to the year 2005 than we've seen since. But yet we have every person walking the earth, it seems, has a cell phone. Yeah. And they're not videoing this?
According to this study, 34% of Americans now consider UFOs as proof of alien life.
What a bunch of fools. I used to be one of those fools, so.
Yeah, when everything came out that they released from Area 51, a lot of it was redacted.
Yeah.
Did anything of importance come out? Like,
I think the only redactions were probably where it came to the budget for those things.
Because there were full pages that were just blank.
They have to rob from Peter to pay Paul. I think that's what NASA does, is gets the bottom line figured out. Oh, we're... And none of that makes sense. We go to the moon 50 years later. All right, we'll go back now. Those other 50 years when it mattered so much that we get there first, we're not going to go back.
Obviously, somebody wants to colonize it first, right? Us or China. I don't think Russia's even trying to go, really.
Well,
what do you really think, though? Like, do you really think... See, you know how they'll put that thing out on social media? It'll show, like, the Earth and the galaxy, and it's like, This is Earth right now in this big sea of Earth, and you think you're important. I'm like, well, what kind of meme is this? You're trying to say I'm not?
Did you feel really like, I thought about this when we were on the cruise years and years ago. You really feel insignificant when you're out there.
Absolutely.
In that vast ocean. It's so blue.
You're on
this little half-ass boat full of drunk people and a dead guy. And you just realize like how much you don't really matter.
Sad. But that's very true, how you could be gone and nobody would care.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a Monday around here, doesn't it? Not?
Somebody got a case of the moon.
Well, this is amazing to me that 34% of Americans now consider that UFOs are proof that there is alien life out there, that they think that someone's going to invade.
But the only proof we have is like a couple government officials maybe alluded to the existence of dead aliens at Area 51.
Right, Lou Elizondo. And as we well know, if your whistleblowers die, they're not allowed to keep going out and doing TED Talks and public speakings and podcasts and stuff. They die. Real whistleblowers die. So are these people government operatives?
That's a good point.
We're talking about the CIA.
Which makes you wonder about Snowden, the fact that, you know, he got the asylum and who's really working with who.
I know.
Let's talk about survival. And
what do you think, Paige?
Aliens? Yeah. I believe that if there's other planets, why wouldn't there be other people? But are they coming here? I don't know.
See, that's what I can't get
and
past.
And where were they? I mean, why aren't they already here?
We know the planets, right? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Now they talk about new moons or whatever, but we know the planets. So we know, right, if things exist on that planet.
But I mean, not necessarily people, but other beings of some sort. What would they be like? I don't know. But here's the thing. If in fact, they decided to take over Earth because they're lacking in something, you know, they probably don't have any food or water, et cetera, whatever they need to survive. If they had to come
here. Oh, the aliens don't go to Western North Carolina. They're having a tough time, like, too. Leave them alone. Go to Simpsonville.
If they had to come here.
Get all the upside down pineapples.
Where would we flee? Where would you survive if there is an alien invasion? Where would you go? So there was a study done, and they wanted to find out the robust military presence that would keep people alive. And natural defenses, caves, forests, other things that can be a stronghold for.
Fatboy and I are meeting at Stump House Tunnel.
For threats.
Yeah, which really is now
alien invasion.
It goes down.
I know people go in there when it's hot to cool down and people hook up in there, but.
We've been keeping all our blue cheese in the back.
With
when the crap hits the fan.
With that criteria of military presence, caves, forest, the state in the country that scored the highest is Virginia.
I'm going to live behind Isquina Falls.
Why did they?
So if you're gonna flee somewhere to survive an alien invasion, you need to go to Virginia.
I'm good. I'm going to become an alien, I guess, or get probed. Or
you don't want to go to Virginia?
Fit me for an alien.
Coal mines.
That's because...
Survive the aliens, but we got black lung now.
And then that's close behind Alabama. You'd survive in Alabama.
Well, we know why.
Why do they stop at Stomp House Tunnel, I wonder, and just didn't go? Because it's supposed to go all the way up through Tennessee, right?
How do you know it doesn't?
Like, what's behind that door? I don't think it goes that far back.
It's my man cave.
Did they just give up? Like, guys, this is really hard. We got to dig all the way to damn Tennessee.
I don't know. You and I, though, thought in elementary school the Underground Railroad was an actual locomotive under the ground that was pulling slaves away.
And then
I still think that it had to be.
It was not. They used tunnels and stuff, but it wasn't an actual. Grandma Moses was on there going, come on, ride this train to freedom. Come on, ride this train. I'm Grandma Moses. Nope.
Woo,
wasn't woo. That way. It was an underground thing.
Then,
now, was Anne Frank really in the attic?
Third place, man, in the top three is Minnesota. Minnesota made it because they've got intellectual firepower, scientists, engineers that will help you survive. Mm. Also, healthcare professionals per capita.
Food,
beverages.
What state?
Minnesota. Okay, that's the top three. So you got number one, Virginia. Second place, Alabama. Third place, Minnesota.
Or a red state.
Then you got Massachusetts, fourth. Fifth, New York City. Florida. Seventh, Wisconsin. Eighth, North Carolina. And ninth place, Alaska. And lastly, at 10, Georgia. So these are the places that you need to flee to if there's an alien invasion.
They'll tell them this.
God, you know, well.
Oh, people. We don't mean immigrants. We mean from other countries. Read the text. My God.
That
same thing's happening in California now.
We don't have very many Holocaust survivors left. I'd love to hear those stories. Like the Anne Frank story. I mean, look, that's...
On the other hand of this...
Well written.
Just wait, fat boy. The least likely to survive states in an alien invasion at number one would be Nevada. Second place, Idaho. Third place, Arizona. Fourth place, Nebraska. Fifth place, Oregon. Sixth place, Utah. Seventh, Oklahoma. Eighth, New Hampshire. At number nine, South Carolina. We're not going to survive. And then at 10, hey. Wyoming.
This makes you wonder how thorough those searches were.
Searches.
Like when you talk about the Anne Frank situation, I'm thinking about like back then, like talking to Holocaust survivors. Like, did you really think like you're going to get found? Like, what was that moment? What was that moment like of like real tense? Because obviously that's a true account. Anne Frank really happened. But just you kind of wonder, like in a glimpse of time, how long was that actually?
Yeah.
Was it just a brief little, or was it like a thorough, like, hey, we're searching this place.
You're not working me into getting canceled, buddy.
You just the stories like that you can't get anymore.
What do you mean stories?
Like actual people that were there. It's like World War II survivors. How many of those are left? Not very many. Not going to get those stories.
You know, some historical accounts say that they only, after that, they only allowed women to go in and see it. And then women went back and
really
told the people what they saw.
See, all the stuff that comes out after, you can't really discount all of it because you have to take all the information into account. Like, okay, well, maybe that could have been the way it worked out.
I mean, everybody wanted the other person to look bad because at the end of a war, you don't want to look like you have blood on your hands. So who wins the war? Who writes the story?
Mm-hmm.
That's like my cousin that's in the Marines. He's in around Nagasaki. They still have the structures up. They got hit by the atomic bomb and they memorialize it, which is odd to me. I know people died, but it's like, why would you want to remember that?
I think part of that is because, like, people say, why do people travel around to see ruins from, you know, like, why do people want to go to Rome and see all the ruins and stuff? And why do people leave stuff up? War is ugly, and making something a pretty monument and a plaque doesn't evoke that way. The act you show
respect,
what it looked like when it happened. Like, you see that stuff and you're like if yeah. if Atlanta still looked the way it did mm-hmm. after Sherman came through, holy crap.
It don't.
Certain parts. But like,
you go to the south side of town, this stuff looks like,
I mean, that's that American well ingenuity. We're like, all right, well, we will rebuild. And
well, look at Normandy. Don't ever forget all the people that passed and, you know, all the people that died, Pearl Harbor and things like that. You can't forget because history may repeat itself.
Or it's going to get wiped out like we, you know, with the way.
Or as witnesses die, stories change.
Yeah, severely altered.
Big time.
You know.
Because, I mean.
9/11.
Like. When, to know that as a child, I could have talked to Civil War veterans, and I could have.
Yeah.
I mean, like up in O-Teen, there were Civil War soldiers there when I was a kid. Like,
picture that.
Unbelievable.
On the like, back end, but still.
Yeah.
They were there.
I mean, they might have been 100 years old, but like I would have loved to talk. Right? Am I wrong with that? Yeah, they would have been.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they would have been like 120. Mm-hmm. Probably not alive. Mm-hmm. But still. When I was a baby, I could have talked to Civil War. I don't know.
Just
don't
the fact that so. Those timelines
we're
overlap.
We're so close. And we look at, like, it, that's what always keeps me grounded or whatever is, I think, like, oh, America. I mean, I love America. Don't get me wrong. But 150 years ago wasn't that long ago. But look how stuff's changed. Like, wow. And how, what was it like before that? What changed it that quick?
See how much you what love America in about 26 again? Hours, won't we?
Yes, we will. Well, we will fix it.
And those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
See, he's Paige, do you realize I did that? I drove on a whim, went to Greensboro on Saturday. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I sure
that's
did.
It's like a 4.5-5 hour ride.
It was closer to 5 with the traffic. And I was like, you know, I'm glad I did. I had a great time. I did. I haven't heard YMCA played that many times in my life, but it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah. And the seats were horrible. So if you're asking, yeah, they were bad.
I would have think you would have got hooked up.
Why?
With a couple connections.
No, I didn't. I didn't donate that much. All the videos I shot were just from the screen. Because well, I didn't want to shoot the ones. You tell that there was no one in that section, but they had to block it for TV.
It's like wrestling. You got to set up the hard camera, right?
I mean, who would want to? I wouldn't have wanted to sit there anyway. But yeah, it was fun. Tomorrow's a big day. Mm-hmm. Remember, we'll be here live for live voting yep. coverage. Paige is going to go vote live on the radio.
Hell yeah, that'd be cool.
Wait, okay. Wait.
Yes.
She's even come back with breakfast. I heard.
She's going to go out. She's going to vote. She's going to bring breakfast.
Which line do you want me to wait in first?
She's going to make breakfast great again.
Okay. Yeah.
By merely existing in the studio.
I'm going to wishful think it.
Dream big again, Paige. Do it. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back.
Get people all riled up all over again.
They ain't nobody going to get no more riled up than they are now. Like,
really?
What?
That's true.
Can we tighten anything up? I don't think so.
I've already seen the FOS been going off a little bit this morning.
That number is 864-241-4318. It's probably from a bunch of tall women. 864-241-4318. What is the perfect height for a woman? I don't know.
Shorter than me.
Yeah, a lot shorter than me.
5'5", 5'6".
I need her probably 5-6 inches shorter. I'm taller.
So I'm 5'9" is probably
5'8", 5'9", yeah.
I just don't understand why you can't have someone taller than you or richer.
That wouldn't bother me, the rich part.
I don't know why. I can't put that into meaning. Why would it not? I don't know. I need to. It's not a narcissistic thing. It's just more like I got to pull my.
So if somebody won the lottery the next day, you'd say you'd break up with
oh,
them.
Hell no.
See, that's where they get me. Like, you know, she'd be like, I want a pool boy. I'm like, okay, why?
I want a boy toy.
I know what's going to happen.
Why not a pool girl?
She could cheat with a pool boy. I'm like, that's cool. We're just hanging out here. Give me some money.
Right.
You can have a pool boy.
Would you let a woman use you just for sex?
I feel like that's what would happen
you
if
would
the
just be
story of my life
there. Beck and call.
If there was a lottery situation.
You get back to your room, fat boy.
Who is Simpsonville voting for? Are they Swing City? Who knows? We'll find out more of that next. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the fuck off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Harmony with Harmony.
We like to joke on the FOF. This is somewhat of a serious call that probably needs to be addressed.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
That probably we won't get at till after Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay.
But you know, it's really a lot of
people. I can't tell if you're being sarcastic with this or not.
No, a lot of people are talking about this. So.
Okay. 864-241-4318.
Hey, you know what I'm really pissed off about? I come to work every day. I listen to y'all. I try to listen every time I can because I love y'all. I think y'all are the greatest thing in the world. Keep us all happy. But this morning I come to work and 8 times I have to hear a political commercial and no politics on the Rise Guys. Somebody up in administration there needs their balls cut off. Keep the Rise Guys the Rise Guys.
Lob them all.
Matt, man, you off the floor.
I want to lay on it right now. I don't agree with him. But here's the thing. This is what I told somebody yesterday, and I'm speaking just for myself. No one else, not the company, anything right there. Don doesn't have to spend the money right down here. Because he's doing good here.
Yes.
So the people that are spending the money are the ones that are not doing so good. And also there is a law that you have to, you cannot turn down ads. And the reason I know that law is because in year 5 of the show, when the mayoral race, whatever was going on, mm-hmm. we knew a listener that was running for mayor, so we invited him on. But then, whoa, wait a minute. This is the city manager, which I didn't realize was a real title. The city manager leaves a voicemail for our boss and says, well, you've got to have on the incumbent if you're going to have on him. And it's like,
that's true.
Okay. All right. Like, this guy's even got a chance in hell. We're just doing a bit with the listener, but oh, he's got to have his floor too. So it's a rule, and it's also like, you know, let's be honest here.
Equal time.
If you're voting, no one is going to change your mind probably from even 2 weeks ago or maybe the last month. No new commercial is going to change your mind.
I don't think anybody gets swayed anymore this close to it.
No.
They like to tell you undecided, but are they really undecided?
Yep. So I'm with you there, but here's the thing we have to remember is that if it was the side that we liked, we'd be cheering it on. But the one thing about that we say about America is that the grand plan is for everybody to have the freedom, and part of the freedom comes with allowing other people freedom, you know. So I'm just saying, go vote in person.
Plus, look at the money both of the campaigns have. I mean, would you really turn it down?
Mm-mm.
If you're a company?
No. And we don't pick that either, I will say on that. Like, that's where I will remind everyone,
we have nothing,
are the Rise
zero
Guys
to do with
us. We don't own the Rise Guys. Uh-oh. If that makes any sense at all.
And we don't have anything to do with the commercials that run here.
That's right.
Well,
I hate Rob Inario, but they make me do commercials for him. I hate all lawyers. No, I love Rob. He's fun.
He is.
A good person.
There's a as long as we're doling out the FUs. Here's one a guy has to a very huge wrestling
so
company.
So good.
This guy's talking about an issue everybody
a huge
faces.
What?
A huge wrestling company.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there's only one. Let's see.
This guy's got an issue. Look, everybody's facing this issue. If you want to go to a show, a concert, sporting event, and in this case, WrestleMania.
Yeah, this is a big you to the WWE. I tried my hardest, the pre-sale, to get a WrestleMania ticket. Turns out Ticketmaster upped every price, turned $400 tickets into $2,000. So I said, you know what, let's wait for the main sale. You know, we won't get f***ed by the WWE. It can't happen. Guess what? They're f***ing everybody. Unless you're a billionaire, you're not going to WrestleMania. You know why? Because you're not rich. They don't care about you. WWE.
You mean like the World Series?
Yeah,
because the World Series tickets, I'm look, I don't know why I even say this. Nothing does surprise me anymore, but they were saying that if you, so there's a possibility of 7 World Series games, 1 Super Bowl, but if you take that and extract, it was costing 10 times as much to go to the World Series. If
oh,
you
geez.
Take that yeah. into consideration over 7 days. WWE's 2 days now. But the ticket prices, I saw lower bowl $14,000. I am maybe one of the biggest wrestling fans. I would not in a
That's
zillion
just too
years,
much money.
I wouldn't pay, what is my max? Probably like $500 and that, and I know I'm not even that's, getting in the door. So that's why yeah. I don't go. I will never do that.
This has to be regulated at some point. Congress talks about it, but they really got to take some action.
Is it that entertaining to spend that much money?
Look how much money they made in Charlotte the other night. Let's see. You know, well, let's see.
And Metallica,
I think they all should have been playing for free, but that's just me.
Metallica said it before. They're one of those bands that goes straight to the secondary market with their tickets.
And Ticketmaster's like, hey, look, the secondary market, we can't control that. But it's on your app.
Yeah.
You are controlling it.
Letting people Ugh. Sell it for whatever.
I hate agreeing with Pearl Jam.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we got a clip from last week. Remember the guy who talked about bus drivers and school bus stops and whatnot?
Yeah.
Well, we got a response to him.
Oh.
From a school bus driver.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. I love when the opposition is called out and they come to their own defense, and then a conversation gets started, separated by each week. It's fun. All right. 864-241-4318.
This is the guy calling a guy out of work for, well, sexual harassment, which is not a funny issue.
Not a laughing matter.
But it is a little when this guy's obviously simping for his coworker.
864-241-4318, the FOF line.
I got something that I'm very, very pissed about, and it's the fact that one of my coworkers was sexually harassing a female on the work site. Like, brother, I get if you find a woman attractive and stuff like that, but don't openly flirt with her over the comms and say weird shit like she has a nice rack or if she's going to be a good such-and-such name or a bad such-and-such name for Halloween. It's just weird and creepy. It's already bad enough you're on the f***ing registry for being a pedophile. Don't f***ing make yourself even more of a target and even more of a creep than you already are. It's not a good look, and it's not cute, and it's not funny. And okay. If you want to flirt and shit like that, go to the bar like the rest of us. Don't bring that shit into the work site, and don't make people uncomfortable, because I hate being the ass that has to make the calls and tell you to go home. Work is work, motherfucker.
That's what I took away
he
from.
He said it. Work is work.
That's actually painted on the walls here at at Odyssey. Inner Odyssey is what it says at the front door. It says, work is work, MF-er.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. It is.
Then right after that, it says, yesterday's home runs don't win today's games.
That's right. And that was Ralph Waldo Emerson that said that.
Or yesterday's spilled milk is today's yogurt, whatever yes. the hell it is.
That was Henry David Thoreau that said that.
Then a picture of Mark Hendricks pops up and goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You think I said you could leave?
Then a pair of scissors show up and say, cut it out. So I think, Fatboy, you'll know what I'm relating to, but we've been in situations where that's been before, and it is very, even if you don't know the person,
yeah.
you almost feel like you got to say something. But if it's at work saying something, not that we've seen that at work, just, you know, usually boys' nights kind of thing.
If you legit see harassment like happening to a female in front of you, it's awkward. You feel bad for the, you know, woman in hand because
yeah,
the comments really are.
But also, if you step in awesome. And say, hey, dude, she doesn't want to be talked to like that way. And what if she's like, yes, I do. What are you doing?
I see that. Look,
I know.
That's how you got your eyebrow ring ripped out.
That's exactly what I was thinking of in Charleston. A woman was getting a crap beat out of her by her boyfriend or whatever, and I jumped up and I
this would be my luck too.
Pushed you know him off of her, and then she jumps on my back, thinking I'm trying to beat up her boyfriend, and rips my eyebrow ring out. Again, did me a favor at the time, but still.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born today on November the 4th. Be with you. Happy birthday. Or.
Suck it. I want you to be a little enthusiastic about it.
I know. Cool. She's like, all right, I guess I will. No one else is going to suck it.
Excuse me.
Contrary to what some people believe, it's not going to suck itself.
Yeah. Really not going.
One of us has to. All right. Thank you, Paige, for falling on that sword.
You're welcome. Suck it.
Mouth first, oddly enough.
Like when we can mix in an athlete to the mix for birthdays. This gentleman, throw up your ex, Cowboys fans. He's got a birthday today. Dez Bryant.
Why throw up the ex?
That was his deal. Whenever he'd score, he'd throw up the ex.
Okay. Not literally an ex.
Like, was that a no. Was that a touchdown in Green Bay?
Yeah.
I think it was.
What, yesterday?
Oh, no. Controversial playoff call years ago, Dallas to Green Bay. Did Dez put it on the ground, or was it a touchdown?
I don't know. I will guess 36.
35.
That's a great guess.
But it's wrong.
No, you're right. Dez is 36 years old today. Former OK State Cowboy.
Woo, woo. You got one.
This might be self-serving here, but I'm a fan of the guy. Are you familiar with the take-home chef? Curtis Stone, would you like to guess his birthday?
Do you know him? The take-home chef.
The take-home chef.
What network?
Well, it was Food Network. No, that might have been a TLC show back in the day. Hmm. It don't matter. He's 49.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, whoever you are.
I think I know the answer to this.
It's a chef that he'll make you dinner, and then he'll take you home that night and give you some dessert. You know,
took him home.
Man, who can cook?
He made you dinner in your house.
Where does he live?
They never really said.
Oh, well.
Probably he is Australian.
Mm. Watch out, looking glass.
Oh, I know. I do like men who are Australian.
Uh-oh.
It is the birthday of one Sean Combs. Sean Diddy Combs.
He can suck it.
I had to say that as Southern as Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
Who didn't catch any touchdowns yesterday. Which sucked for me.
I'm not guessing. I'm not going to tell him to suck it either. We need to keep him alive.
And you already got the point, so you really don't need it.
True.
Not really. Yeah,
but Paige doesn't have a point.
Oh, what else is new?
Diddy
well,
is.
We're not talking about your arguments.
God.
Diddy
is. Don't have points
this
either.
This is a slam on Paige Monday.
Okay. Yes.
We do that on Fridays.
Every day.
Diddy is 55 years old.
Who cares?
Today. Here, what Paige might care about this one.
Okay.
Because he was at the top of her to-do list for years and years. He's a very famous. He's actually a professor at the University of Texas.
McConaughey.
It is McConaughey's birthday.
Like I'm long and lanky and smart.
Paige does a good McConaughey impersonation, too.
Do it, Paige.
I don't want to do it because is it like...
It's not offensive.
No. Well, all right. Is that the one that we're not supposed to do? Sorry if I did it.
No, you just can't tell him what you're ready to do or where you're going to put the baby.
Okay.
I will say.
Yep.
Who are we guessing, Dez Bryant?
Matthew McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey. Easy. 54.
55.
No, yeah, he's 55 because the other one's 55. I'm going to say he's 55 too.
Well, Paige is on the board. You both get a point. Oh. Matthew McConaughey is 55 years old today. This gentleman's birthday might surprise you. His age, at least.
This all right sounds like Bill Clinton. I bet Bill Clinton does a good all right.
Bill struggles now to even speak. It sounds like his throat's getting crushed.
Yeah.
He's just old. It's not Peter Cetera's birthday.
Is it someone from Chicago?
I believe the song is from Karate Kid 2.
Ralph Macchio.
It is Ralph Macchio's birthday.
Have I been saying it wrong?
Maybe it's Macchio.
Macchio.
I thought it was Macchio, but what do we know?
Maybe it's Macchio.
Is it Macio Burnett or Mazio? Like, I don't know. Mazio. They say it too fast.
He does not look what I would expect from this age.
Mazio Burnett?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, he plays for the Gamecocks. You wouldn't.
Ralph Macchio.
I mean, I wouldn't have figured he was. I'm going to go a nice 58. 58 years old.
62.
Oh, page is closed. Ralph is 63 today.
Great daddy, man.
Freaking Ralph just finished up Cobra Kai. I think that show's done.
Isn't he kind of mean?
I haven't really heard anything about him as far as that goes.
Oh.
No, he's nice. It's the other guy, Chachi, that was kind of mean.
Chachi?
Scott Baio?
Mm-hmm.
You got Ralph Macchio and Chachi? It's not Chachi.
I'm confused.
Wow.
Sorry.
Joni Love Macchio.
Should have mixed it up.
I did.
You want to guess Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor?
Sure.
A gig he said he'll never give up?
Hmm.
No retirement in his future, though he is close. He could draw a check soon, if that gives you any hint.
His last name reminds me of a colonoscopy.
You should get one on TV like Katie Couric did that time.
64.
69.
63 for Jeff Probst. She smiled real big that day. I remember that. I think I know the answer to this, but Kathy Griffin? I didn't even get it out. But I see you didn't change.
Why?
Because he knows me. If he says that, I know he knows that he knows. And he knows. So yep. Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh.
Remember, she was controversial when she held the paper mache head. Oh, yeah. Trump head.
Yeah. Okay. She can suck it. Oh, I don't want to be political, so never mind.
Okay. Well, that's what we're going to get on the next one because it's Laura Bush's birthday.
Oh.
What was on the white envelope? Did you ever see that footage?
You talking about the one they sent Dan Rather?
No, H.W. Bush's funeral. Somebody goes and passes these white envelopes to all the former presidents that are there, and they all look at it, and they have this puzzled look on their face. It's very, very strange. Very weird.
I got to go back and look that up because I never heard about the envelopes. Oh, I forgot he died.
Yeah.
H.W.
Okay.
Do you have a guess?
Laura Bush.
Gosh, I don't know.
Her last name is a body part.
I know.
It's a accessory to a body part.
72?
I'm going to say 77.
Oh, she's 78 years old.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of last year.
We got some happy heavenlies. We got a pretty stellar list of happy heavenlies. Marky Post.
Ah, from Night Court.
Yeah, that's why she couldn't be on the reboot because she's passed. She would have been 74 years old today.
Old Magic Marky.
Ray's mom, everybody loves Raymond Doris Roberts.
She's dead?
Yep. She passed in 2016. She would have been 99 years old today.
Yes, she would.
Everybody's favorite smoking anchor man. Walter Cronkite.
Oh, yeah. Remember that back in the day.
He would have been 108 years old.
Good gracious.
I think he would have made it that far. And tip yours to him if you're going to drink one for lunch. Alfred Heineken would have been 101 years old.
That's right. I didn't know that was a real person.
Yep.
Now you do. History's me.
Oh, Alfred. He died at 99. He couldn't make it to 100.
Was he related to Tony Budweiser?
He might have been.
The great brewer.
Aw.
Or, Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller. Can you imagine?
It's my beer. It's mine.
Oh, Bush beer, of course. We know where that comes from. Reggie.
Reggie. Not Rowdy.
And then Coors beer is named after the field.
Not the band.
It is.
No. It's the field.
Yeah.
There really is.
After the band.
The Coors.
They named it after the field after the... Well, that's where they make it, so that's where they named it.
Yeah, they did. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be weird. They associate with Colorado with, you know, the ice beer of Coors and everything. But now it's like just weed.
I know they got to change the name to the Rockies, to the Reefers.
Yeah.
Reefer like Leafs.
Make some kind of weed beer or something. Folks, thank you for listening to today's show. Tomorrow, we're going to have what we call a truth and consequences. Boy, fill them in with a good tease. It doesn't give it all away.
It's family drama before it gets to be family drama.
Which means it's going to still be family drama.
But he's just kind of trying to cut it off at the head. Talk about Thanksgiving. It's coming up. People prepare for Thanksgiving, right? They host people.
Got asked that yesterday. Thank you. I'm like, first off, I'm a man. We don't get any choice in the matter. Why are you asking me? Right? And that's not a slight on women. Y'all are just really good at those things. Planning.
Some of us.
Yeah. I mean,
Others don't show up on time. You have to tell them.
Oh, you leave my mother out of it.
This guy's
a floating time.
This guy's
the one who asked.
He's got to call his roommate about Thanksgiving, but his roommate also happens to be his first cousin. So we're talking about the same family. When he says what he's got to say to him, there might not be a roommate anymore.
What was the one from a couple years ago? They were serving venison and
he turned vegan.
Is that what it was?
This time of year. He's I want a vegan Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't going to stay at the house. He was going to stay at a hotel.
Because the food was going to be prepared there, and he didn't want to smell that awesome smell of a turkey.
And his sister told him that he could kiss her ass and everything around it if he didn't like it.
I know. It's something about where the good Lord splits you. I was like, my Lord. Okay. I feel like I'm split sometimes, but other times I feel completely whole.
Well, you weren't trying to go that far.
W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, yeah.
Get today's podcast. Is it fixed?
I haven't heard.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
Look for today's podcast. Go on a little fun little thing. It's definitely on iTunes, Spotify. The other one? But go get it. It's worth it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Oh!
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.